201.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
One pupil died consuming a substance suspected to be ethanol as 17 others are hospitalized. Lumezi parliamentary by-election to proceed tomorrow. In Africa news, Africa feels the ripple effects of Israel-Iran conflict in oil prices. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 17-year-old grade 12 pupil of Hanel Boys Boarding School in Luansha District has died, while 17 others have been treated after consuming a substance suspected to be ethanol allegedly taken from the school laboratory. Kuperbelt Police Commanding Officer Pethias Asiandenge identified the deceased as Ngandu Shakalima, who was pronounced dead upon arrival at Rona General Hospital in the early hours of Monday, June 23, 2025. Mr. Asiandenge disclosed that on 22nd June 2025, around 18 hours, the deceased in the company of other pupils aged between 14 and 18 accessed the school laboratory and consumed an unknown substance believed to be ethanol. At around 01 hours, Shakalima and several others were rushed to Ron General Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at around 03:30 hours. 13 of the pupils were treated as outpatients, while 5 others were admitted to health facilities in critical conditions. Mr. Siandenge said the matter was reported to Balua Police Post by Oscar Mwansa, a 27-year-old clinical officer at Hanel Boys Boarding School. Mr. Mwansa reported that while he was off duty on 20th June 2025 and resumed work on 22nd June, he received information from the health prefect indicating that several pupils had entered the school laboratory and consumed an unknown substance. Later on June 23, 2025, the head of the Natural Sciences Department, Ngoma Tione, conducted a stock check of reagents in the school laboratory and discovered that a 2.5-liter bottle of ethanol was missing. The body of the deceased is currently at Rona General Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination, while the 5 others are reported to be in critical condition. Police have since launched an investigation into the incident. A civic leader in Mukushi district has expressed concerns over the vandalism of road signs along the Great North Road between Karasalamakanga and Nkolonga area. Nkolonga Ward Councillor Davis Sikazwe revealed that the Road Development Agency, RDA, had installed road signs to enhance safety along the stretch, but some of them have since been tampered with or removed by unknown individuals. Mr. Sikazwe noted that the affected stretch has a history of road traffic accidents and the absence of proper signage could further endanger lives. The civic leader has since called on members of the community to take ownership of public infrastructure and remain alert to prevent further acts of vandalism.
Quite all right, we appreciated the Road Development Agency. How did you come signpost from way up to Katalamakani? Now, looking at the current situation, now I should vandalize a man, a signpost, which is posing a dangerous scenario for the road users. Like, you may be aware that a papa corner for going to Umukush, but I should come a man. So now I'm about Nangusiri signpost, which is very dangerous. So I should appeal to the community at least to be vigilant. No kumona ababa defnia amasainto.
A health worker in Lusaka has encouraged parents to take their children to local health centers during the Child Health Week. Speaking in Shibolia compound, maternal and child health coordinator Fidelina Kunda stated that fathers should not leave the caring of children to their wives alone, but should also take interest in the health of their children. Ms. Kunda explained that during this week, health workers will check under 5 cards to identify missed vaccinations or health checks. She further explained that health workers will also visit schools to administer human papillomavirus HPV vaccines to girls aged 9 to 14 years as a way of protecting them against cervical cancer. Ms. Fidelina Kunda has since encouraged all eligible girls to receive the HPV vaccine and parents to ensure that children's health records are up to date.
So for the girl child, also we're taking advantage of this week to ensure that we touch as many as we can. These are children, girl children between the ages of 9 to 14 years old, where we give them human papilloma vaccine. This is the vaccine that prevents cervical cancer. As you all know, Zambia and many African countries are still battling with cervical cancer, a cancer which is not just preventable but treatable. So one of the ways to prevent this cancer is by vaccinating our children, ensuring that they are kept safe and protected from having, from contracting the virus that will predispose them from cervical cancer. So I'd like to urge all our parents, and please note that I'm not just saying our mothers, I'm saying all our parents, because it takes parents.
Natasha Chikonde, public health specialist for Kanyama sub-district, added that during the Child Health Week, health workers will focus on monitoring children's growth, checking their weight, administering deworming tablets, and providing catch-up vaccines as needed.
The treatment and of course the height and weight also tell us just based on the growth of a child. But it's not just checking the growth of our children, we're also giving them deworming tablets, giving them vitamin A supplementation, and of course other vaccines for the children. This period also helps us to see those children that have been left out in one or the other, what we call catch-up vaccination, where when these parents bring their children, we check on their under 5 cards and see if they're up to date according to the age of the child, if they're up to date with the vaccine schedule, and if they missed out anything, we have to give them.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says the voting in the Lumezi parliamentary by-election will proceed tomorrow, Thursday, 26 June 2025. Yesterday, the commission disclosed that there was an omission on one of the participating candidates' surname on the ballot papers for the Lumezi parliamentary by-election. However,